Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thanks very much. Join me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. We got our good buddy Jack Aldrich back on the show. Jack's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back many years. He does, and we're talking about some things that he's seeing coming at us from the future. And in the previous segment, and by the way, Jack's books include Jump the Curve. They include The Next Big Thing is Small, Really Small. On and on, and just so many books that he's written over the years. And Jack, give us your website, please.
www.jumpthecurve.net. Jumpthecurve.net.
All right. And we're talking about some of his predictions for 2011. And by the way, folks, tomorrow I'm going to recap my 2010 predictions and what my score was. And then next week, I'm going to give you my 2011 predictions, which have all already been done, but I'll be reporting those to you next week. Jack, I want to continue just for a minute on the thing about the education, because I think this is a big deal. I think this is something that is touching a lot of folks out there. They've either got children in college, but the things you and I are talking about are more likely to be the people who have, you know, pretty young kids, and it's going to affect them over the next 5 to 10, 15, 20 years. I've been concerned for a long time, as I alluded to before we went to the break, that every time I hear about a university building a new dormitory or building a new building or something like that, I can appreciate the fact that they're sort of in parallel universes, meaning transitioning from the old to the new, and they still have this demand from students. But it bothers me. It makes me concerned that virtual learning, online e-education, so to speak, and plus not homeschooling necessarily, but the virtual kind, is going to change. Is going to be a paradigm shift for these universities. What do you think?
It's going to be a huge paradigm shift. I couldn't agree more. Here's how I view it, is that, you know, you look back at the past decade, and there were a couple of bubbles. First, there was the internet bubble that popped, and there was the real estate bubble that popped. And there is a bubble in higher education. I mean, many universities are charging $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a year, but they can't.
It's about $50,000, and it may be more than that now, but I remember I've got some friends who have children going to Ivy League schools. Mm-hmm. And the total experience for some of them is at least $50,000 a year, and some of it may be $125,000 a year.
Well, that's right. I mean, I know
all in, yeah.
Right. I mean, so $200,000 a year for a 4-year education, and many students and their parents are going to say, "Look, at the end of that 4 years, are they really prepared mm-hmm. for the real world? Are they going to get a high quality job that's no longer guaranteed?" And so they're already beginning to question making that investment, but the universities and the colleges haven't woken up to that fact. And counterintuitively, they've actually been protected by the recession because many people are focusing more on education and going back to school.
Right.
But
and you know, let me tell you something, somebody else that this paradigm shift is going to be applied to, and that's going to be the staff members and the faculty of these universities. I mean, these universities are not going to be able to pay. I mean, God bless my friends who are professors, but they're not going to be able to pay them a full salary to only teach 3, 6, 9 hours a week.
Well, that's right. I mean, they're not teaching. And then the administrative growth in universities and colleges, if you go and look at the average staff directory, there are so many vice presidents
yeah.
of, you know, various departments. And you just go, what do they really do? They're not educating the kids.
And, of course, the main thing we're trying to get to, folks, is that you know, there's got to be a reckoning for this one day, as you say, Jack. I mean, and look at what's happened. Look what's happened with the student loan situation now. I mean, this country has a student loan bubble about to happen, too.
Well, that's right. I mean, I look at it from my perspective. My two kids are now 9 and 11.
Yeah.
And, if in 8 years my son or daughter is sufficiently motivated to become an entrepreneur, I'm going to ask, and my wife and I have been saving diligently in our 529 funds for our kids' education, but I'm going to say, look, if you have a good entrepreneurial idea, I am more comfortable investing money in them personally than I am in a four-year education,
yeah,
because I'm convinced they can educate mm-hmm. themselves online for a lot less.
One thing's for sure, it's going to be a lot more competitive environment out there for colleges. I mean, the universities are going to increasingly see the kind of a competitive landscape, a fractured, competitive, multifaceted, a bogey, to use a military term, multi-target environment. The same way that retailers have, the small business yep. retailers have, and small businesses in general are seeing many more competitors than we ever did before. It's changed. You know, we've already adjusted to this. They're going to have to start doing that, aren't they?
Well, that's right. Here's just one other interesting factoid. If you look at young kids, did you know that they actually learn better online than they do in a classroom?
Interesting.
And that, it's been scientifically proven, and it's another indicator that more and more people, I'm convinced, are going to go the e-education route, and the land is shifting right under the colleges
right.
and universities, and they're not aware of it.
Hold on to that thought, Jack. We're going to take a quick break. Jack Ulrich is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. By the way, folks, don't forget to check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Go there and use it to your advantage. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got something you can do there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there, and we'll send that to you on Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. Tell us your answer, and you'll see how the poll's going so far. 10 till, actually. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.